Lac La Biche. For Pat Boone Anderson, co-founder of the Lac La Biche Festival of Trees, this past weekend was a time to reflect on 13 years of the popular annual event, which started in 2010. It was also time for community members and other event volunteers to acknowledge Boone Anderson her work. Forging a Vision. Boone Anderson, who serves as chairperson for the Festival of Trees Organizing Committee and who retired earlier this year after teaching more than 35 years at J.A. Williams High School, JAWS, said organizers knew that it would take time for the community to understand the vision they had for the festival from the beginning. Now, 13 years later, the amount of assistance the committee gets through volunteering, donations, etc. is proof we have the support and commitment to continue to grow our Festival of Trees into the best in Alberta, she said. The 2023 Festival of Trees featured 68 Christmas trees that were donated by local businesses and community organizations. According to Boone Anderson, this is the highest number of trees in the history of the event. The full weekend event that took over the Bold Center also featured the Christmas Shopping Extravaganza, Fabulous North Art Show and Sale, a children's festival, musical entertainment, as well as a visit from Santa Claus. Post clippings in a scrapbook. On Sunday afternoon, the weekend full of activities and excitement came to a close with the names of 68 winners who had placed tickets into boxes next to the trees being drawn. After, Boone Anderson was recognized for her dedication and commitment to the Festival of Trees and was presented with a scrapbook containing photo memories from each year of the festival dating back to 2010. The scrapbook contains specially reprinted pages of articles, advertisements and photos published in the Lac La Biche Post and Lakeland this week over the years. I cannot wait to look and read the past stories of the festival, she said. I am humbled by my recognition I have been given this year by this community. A boost for community spirit. Boone Anderson continued by saying that while the trees, events, and money that the annual event raises are important, what makes the Festival of Trees truly special is that it brings the community together. She praised the local children who volunteered for many of the events over the festival weekend. This included supervising bouncy houses, making cookies, serving tea to seniors, and playing bingo with them, and dressing up as elves and the Grinch and walking around socializing with the large crowds who came to the Bold Center. Although on the surface it looks like it is about the trees and the money, it is really about the community working together to create a legacy of memories and opportunities for the children, she said. Looking ahead to next year. No sooner did the 2023 Festival of Trees end when the organizing committee began the process of preparing for next year's event. Boone Anderson said it takes until February for organizers to get everything figured out. The committee needs to debrief this festival and continue to set the direction for the next, she said. More volunteers needed. While this year's Festival of Trees was a success, Boone Anderson said the organizing committee did run into a bit of difficulty securing the volunteer group to host some of the events. As a consequence, the program was not complete until just before the festival got underway. At the last minute, two activities were cut, but she is hopeful they will be back up and running for next year. Some organizations are finding their volunteer list is getting smaller, she stated. We have a lot of new people and families to the area. I would challenge them to put their names forward and volunteer for an organization that is dear to their heart. The winners of decorated trees from the 2023 Festival of Trees were Corey Beniak, EDS Group Inc. Lori Labonte, Lac La Biche Museum Laura Quintal, Marchax, Boston Pizza Mel Glazerman, Cougar Fuels Andrew Poltorek, Birch Hill Interiors Tristan Erickson, Hope Haven Women's Shelter Carmen Lyons, Ted's Automotive Lac La Biche County Mayor and Council, Natasha Downs, Daniel Sikorinsky, LLB Farmers Market, Ag Society and Billy McDonald Rodeo Roy Stevenson, Calnash Trucking Jocelyn Olette, LLB Regional Health Foundation Sandy Bow, Lakeland Chiropractic and LLB Heritage Society Rezer Charest, La Biche in Jeanette Labonte, The Cooperators Gwen Beniak, Kingdom Cats Kyrie Kershaw, Enbridge Alta Lindenberg, Main Street Salon Madison Diesel, LLB Firefighters Society Carmen Sear, Gail Broadbent Professor Corp. Elaine Landstrom, Wolf and Moon Market Caitlin Beniak, Goldman Sands Caitlin Soroka, Remax Sue Shuchik, St. Catherine's Parish Joanne Charest, Modern Wares Randy, Marilyn Brzezinski, Generations I Care Lenore Cardinal, Community Learning Clayton Vezo, LLB Soccer Asik Lee McFarlane, Sparkle, Shine Car Wash Randy Nancy Hupka, Counselors Pair, Manda, Johnson Maggie Fayed, Rich Lake Rec and Ag Emma Halota, Canadian Natural Marion Awaskew, CFLLB Melissa Labucane, Independent Grocer Simone Skogland, LLB Art Club Mike Broadbent, Reminiscence Jason Beniak, LLB Roofing Lucy Thoreau, Drop Dead Gorgeous Julie Genode, Edge Energy Ron Cadieu, Ironside Sales Donna Fabro, Fortis Therese DeMel, Venture Home Hardware.